Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, April 12, 2010. A new Israeli military order threatens to expel thousands of Palestinians from their land, while arrests continue in the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian Prime Minister Dr. Salam Fayyad condemned the new Israeli military order which threatens to deport thousands of Palestinians in the West Bank whose residency status is not recognized by Israel. The order, which will be in effect Tuesday, gives the Israeli military almost full control to detain and deport any Palestinian in the West Bank who does not have permissions from Israel to live in the West Bank. This includes tens of thousands of Palestinians from the Gaza Strip and those who returned to the West Bank and decided to stay. The order also includes non-Palestinians who are married to Palestinian citizens but do not have Israel's approval to stay in the West Bank. Fayyad said the new orders violate the international humanitarian law, including the Fourth Geneva Convention, which prohibits forcible eviction of civilians from their land. He added that this order aims at taking control of the land of Palestinians to expand the illegal settlement activities in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem. The Israeli military detained three Palestinians from the town of Beit Umar near Hebron in the southern West Bank on Monday morning. Israeli troops invaded the town in the early morning hours and asked the residents to go out of their homes using loudspeakers, sound, and tear gas bombs. Local sources reported that troops detained Isa Sabarna, 17, Nabil Adi, 24, and Nasser Sabarna, 20. Monday's detentions came 2 days after Israeli troops detained 14 people from Beit Umar during an anti-settlement non-violent march in the town on Saturday. In the Gaza Strip, the Popular Committee Against the Buffer Zone organized a nonviolent march in the town of Abasan near Khan Yunis to protest against the buffer zone Israel is creating along the northern and eastern borders of the Gaza Strip. The buffer zone is 800 meters wide and is set up on lands inside the Gaza Strip territory. Israeli troops opened fire against the nonviolent marchers, however, no injuries were reported. Israel razed hundreds of Palestinian houses to create this buffer zone, saying it serves security purposes to prevent Palestinian resistance groups from firing homemade shells into Israel. On the internal Palestinian level, the Al-Quds Brigade, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, stated that the security forces of Hamas in the Gaza Strip arrested some of its members. The brigade condemned this arrest and said that the detained fighters were arrested while preparing to confront invading undercover Israeli forces. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Schmell.